Morning, Afrilich and Chanukah. This past week's Daf Lamed Aleph. In Mesechta Zevim. Lamed Aleph in Mesechta Zevim. Right now we're learning the beginning of this. The staff talks about the last Mishnah, the last part of the first Mishnah in the Masechta, in the Perek. The Mishnah that this was discussing over there, what could be used for the Erev? Does it have to be fit for the person who's using it or not? That's Machlokes Mishnah Rabbanon. We saw concerning the din of whether Yisrael b'tshuma. Sumchis argues on the Tanakhama concerning the din of Yisrael b'tshuma. Could Yisrael use tshuma? Yisrael can't eat tshuma. It's only right for Kohen. Could Yisrael use tshuma by the fact that it's chazi for someone? Chaz lachrin, anything one calls it. It's fit for someone else, and therefore it's considered food. Considered Muslim, it could be used even for a person if he personally can't eat it. Sumchas Hashita, the Gemara says, is it has to be chazi lay. It has to be fit for him personally. That's why Yisrael B'Truma can't use that for an Erev. Now the Mishnah continues. The Mishnah, the last part, talks about as follows. L'koyim b'beis ha'pras. Avuhudu ayim ha'afil b'beis ha'kforus. Machlek is over here whether a kohen could put his Erev, the Erev Tchumen, in a Beis HaKfaros. Reb Yehuda says in the problem is that a kohen can't walk into the area, it's not become tame. Reb Yehuda says, afilu. I feel basic forest, Meshiocho Lochutz, Belelech Volechom. It says that he has an Eitzah how to get in there. He could get in there with a Mechitza. The Sugi talks about Shidat Hevel Migdol. He could get into the area by way of a Mechitza. And that way, he won't become Tommy. There's a question in the Rishonim over here. Right? This our Gemara tells us this is a machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan whether it's roi, whether a kohen could put his Erev in the Beis HaKfaros, whether or not he could successfully enter the area without becoming tamei. Right? We'll see the Gemara machlekes whether at least first Gemara talks about whether oil zog shmei oil. I question whether he could get in, whether he has a good mechitza which will prevent him from becoming tamei. But it would seem to be, according to everyone, that the kohen who's the ma'arev has to be able to get into this area. Even though we know, that I've just mentioned before, this machlek is a general machlek is sumach tzanabonon, whether he needs something which is fit for the person personally, or the fact that even others could use what he wants to put as the Erev will be sufficient that it should be able to use even for him. Yisrael b'tshuma, right? Upon hold of that midah chaz lachrini, if it's chaz lachrini, that's also good. So the question over here is, if he's putting it in an area that he can't go into, a kohen, he can't go into the Beis HaKfaros, is this also dependent on that machlokes or not? Rashi on Daf Lamed Amud Beis clearly talks about this, and he says as follows. Last Rashi on Lamed Amud Beis, says as follows. Last two lines In the Rashi, Ubein Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbanon ki sumcha svil hu da oma midi de chazi leila mechle bahishayin to be'inu. Rashi says that this machlokes that we have in the Mishnah, whether a kohen could make it into the Beis HaKfaros without becoming tamei, could he create a mechitza that will prevent him from coming tamei or not, and depending on whether he could or not, will allow a kohen to place his eruv in the Beis HaKfaros, Rashi says that the reason why we have this machlokes over here is only because that both these mandarim hold like sumchis, midi dechazi lebi inun, that the eruv has to be something which the person himself, the ma'ar himself, could use. And that's why Simcha says that a Yisrael cannot use Truma, because it's not fit for him. So by the same token, Rashi says that these man that over here obviously hold like Sumchis, midi dechazi lebi inun, and that's why the Gemara is discussing whether he could make it into the Beis HaKfaros or not. That's what Rashi says.
Yisrael could use it.
I mean, he could use it because Yisrael could get in there to eat it.
Right.
We don't measure whether it's roy for him personally. As long as it's roy in general for someone to use, that would be maspik. So the same way Yisrael could use truma because it's fit for a kohen, so similarly we would say that if the air is put in the area where the kohen can't get, but since Yisrael could get this, so that will make it a good eruv. This is what Rashi says. Uben Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbanon ki sumcha svilu, they both hold like sumchis. To omar midi dechazi leil mechle bahishayin to be in it, that we need something which is fit for him to eat at that time. Being that this is the premise that they're going with, like sumchis, that you need something which is fit for you personally at that time. So therefore, now it's negate discussion. Could you, Kayin, make it into the Beis HaKfaros over there? Or not? This is what Rashi says over here. And the Rashi on the Mishnah would also, after we see that Rashi, definitely be on, we would hear that in the Rashi in the Mishnah also. Rashi in the Mishnah back in the Chav Zayin says, when we spoke about Rehuda Shita Lochutz, the top Rashi in Chav Zayin Omen Aleph, Rashi says, in explaining of Yehuda, that he could create a mechitz, lasis mechitza beinoi uvein hakever, between him and the kever shlo yal olov, that he shouldn't be mal on the kever, which would make him tamei. Goyim shidat hev omegl, yikon esham mibayayim, ba'ad golis, im yirze. And Rashi lasis al mechazi lei. So we see that it's fit for him. Right? This lotion of al mechazi lei is telling us that's what we need to get to. Al-Mukhazile, we see that it's fit for him because Rabbi Yehuda holds that you need like sumchis, it has to be fit for him. So being that you could make a mechitza, that makes it fit for him. We're, as opposed to the Rabbanon and Shita, who argue on Rabbi Yehuda, they don't hold that this mechitza is going to work. So it's no good because it's not Khazile. That's what would seem to be from the Rashi. Tosfos, however, on Daf Chav Zayin, the top Tosfos on Daf Chav Zayin argues on this. Tosfos says as follows: Meshiyochu lochot v'lechu lechu. The reason why Rabbi Huda holds that it's a good eruv is because the kohen could go in there by making a mechitza. Tosfos says, "Aval ilav hochi lehav eruv," but without this, wouldn't be a good eruv. Afagav lechazi Yisrael, he says, "Well, zok Tosfos lechares is fit for Yisrael." Meaning, he's talking about the Rabbanon Shita who argue on sumchis, right? The Rabbanon who argue on sumchis, and they hold that the Yisrael could use truma from the fact that it's fit for someone else. So zok Tosfos that lechares, what's the problem over here? It's chazi for Yisrael. The food in the Beis HaKfaros, Yisrael could go in. There's no problem with him becoming tamei. So he says, "Mishum dehave hu b'makom mecha v'ruv b'makom acher." So Tosfos, the problem over here, no problem. Even though we're going, Tosfos, we're going in the shita of the rabbon who are gan sumchas. You don't need me to the chazilei, but there's a new thing over here. Tosfos says, that as far as place is concerned, that he has to be able to get into the place of the Erev in order for the Erev is to be good for him. The kind of food maybe he doesn't have to eat, it's considered Muslim. But in order for him to relate that should be his Erev, and this should be his Mokum Shvisa, he has to be able to get into the Mokum. Who be Mokum Echav, who be Mokum Acher, if he can't get into the place of the Erev, that is a problem according to everyone. V'hainu tamer tetanekam, they have an Erev, Zot Taisbis, he continues, and this is the reason why Tanakam, who augurs on Rabbi Yehuda, he holds that you don't have the Mechitza Eitzam, this is the problem. V'loi mishum desfilek his sumchis. So Taisbis, not because of that, not Rashi, not because of the sumchis, they don't hold the sumchis. Problem over here is a new problem that you have to be able to be in the same place. The person has to get into the place where he put the Erev. That is the problem. And this seems to be machlekes v'shoinim as far as it's concerned. The Ritva seems to go with Shitas Rashi as far as it's concerned, and he says that this machlekes Yehud and Rabbanon as far as whether you can get in there with a mechitzer or not is going Shitas Sumchis. And the Rosh says like Tosfos that this is not dependent on that. Even if you hold like the Rabbanon of Sumchis, that you don't need midi de chazilei. However, as far as the mekaymis are concerned, the place, the ma'arv has to be able to get into the mokum ha'eruv. And being that that's so, it would seem to be that there's machalikas halacha here. Because being that we paskin like our bonon de sumchis, that you don't need midi de chazilei, it's enough that it's roi for someone else. So it should follow according to this that a kohen beveis hakfaris could, in such a situation where kohen can't get in there, let's say you're passing like the rabbanon, according to this rabbanon over here, that's el zorok, this big shiloh over there as far as el zorok is concerned. But were we to hold that el zorok is leishmei oil and therefore he can't get in there without becoming tamei, but it could be that loch that doesn't bother us. According to Rashi and the Ritva, that this machlekes over here is all only in Shita Sumchas, because you need something that's fit for him, so that's why he has to be able to get in there. So that's this whole discussion over here. But we don't pass like Sumchas in the first place. We don't need the fact that it has to be roi for him. We pass in that Yisrael could use Truma. So then this whole machlekes over here is irrelevant in Halacha. And again, the fact that he can't get in there, but the fact that Yisrael can get in there would be enough. So that's the way it would follow according to those shittas, Rashi and Ritva, that they said that this machlekes is dependent on that machlekes. So, being that we pass, and as far as that machlekes is concerned, so then there's no problem over here. We wouldn't have this issue, even if the kohen can't get in, even if you can't get in there. But the fact that Yisrael could is okay; it would be fine for us. Whereas, according to Tosfos and the Rosh, they hold that there's a new problem over here. And this problem was not related to that machlekes. Even if you hold that a Yisroel could be ma'arav v'truma, that's only concerning what kind of food you're using. But as far as the mekaymis, the place, you have to be able to get into the mokum ha'irav, that everyone agrees to. And therefore, so it will be negay over here, how we paskin, as far as oil zok or shmei oil or not, to know whether la'locho, we could use, a kohen could put his eiriv in the basic forest, or such a shayla. Right? There are other things that the Gemara talked about, which is negated basic forest. Back upon that, that's what apparently at this point should come out. We will see as we go on that this halacha that Tosfos talks about, that hu veru v'machom echad, there are many Gemaras which discuss it, and when we come to there, we'll see better what the shayla is, whether it's dependent on it, it's not dependent on it. But that's the first point over here that we wanted to mention.
Can I ask a question on Sukkah Shita? Why does he hold that it has to be a chazilei? Is there a pasuk that he's referring to? What's his core for that condition?
You want to know what's the reason for Sumchis? Yeah, well, if we just think back what the concept of what's happening over here, right, let's say as far as Eruv Tchumen is concerned, this is your makom shvisa. This is where you are for Shabbos, right? You're where your food is. So we could hear very well that if we want to consider you a food, you have to be able to eat it. If you can't eat it, right, not consider you a food. I don't think sumchis is the hard side to hear. I think rabbonon, right? You have to hear that,
yes,
right?
We have guests.
What?
It's right for guests.
Okay, but you're doing it for you, right? I mean, your guests can only help you only if you're here, right? If you're not here, then it doesn't help you. If you have guests, right? I'm talking about let's say eruv tchumin, let's say, right? You want to walk further, and the concept of tchumin is that this is my makom shvisa. This is where I'm staying for Shabbos. I might be sleeping over there, but since my mozen is over here, I'm kaveh. This is my mokum. So we hear very good that if the food that you're putting down you can't even eat, how could we consider that it's your mokum? As we mentioned, that asumchas is not the difficult one to hear, right? The chiddush is rabbonim. Even though you personally can't eat it, but it's still considered that you put down food or mozen over there. The fact that it could be eaten doesn't lose. Not the fact that it's considered that there's food here, there's sustenance, there's a basis for someone's household to be over here. The fact that there is something which is considered food, even though for him personally it's not. Now Tosis goes on to continue. This is something which comes out in Ar Gemara. Important to point out that when Tosis says what he says, he does say, however, even though the Shita of Rabbi Huda itself, which is trying to make the Mechitza in order to get into, is not based on Sumchis, but Taisa says, but we do have other rayas that Rabbi Huda holds like Sumchis. Right? He personally holds like Sumchis. So again, what Rabbi Huda's coming to accomplish is not based on sumchis, because everyone holds that you have to be able to be in the mokum ha'erev, and therefore definitely we need a mechitza. But we'll see that Rabbi Huda personally holds even more than that. He holds like sumchis that he holds midi dechazi lebeinon, and Tosfos first of all says a raya from the Mishnah. The Loshna Mishnah is at the beginning of the parak, Mesh Yochel Lochutz Velelech Velechel. Velechel. Right? Tosfos is Medayek. He doesn't just say Yochel Lochutz Velelech, he could get there. Right? But he seems to be talking about the ability to eat it. That would imply that you need Mita Dechazi Lei. Then Tosfos refers to Ar Gemara, which we have over here on Daf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara by us has a braise as follows. Rabbi Huda says, Ma'avon l'kayin tol b'tshuma tehoirim b'kever. Rabbi Huda says that a kayin tol could use tshuma tehoira even though he is in a kever area. How could he go? He could get the Shitevo Migdal. And then now the Gemara continues. And the Gemara says, Heichi Maisilo. How can he bring the food to him? How is he going to be able to eat it? Right? So the Gemara is discussing as if he has to be able to actually, he's there already. Right? So as far as that issue, right? We got there. He could get into the place. Mara continues, Heichi Maisilo. How is he going to be able to eat it?
Well, he doesn't have the food there. Where's the food?
The food's in the Beis HaKadosh, right? Mara has a problem of when he takes the food, problem of becoming tummy. That's the problem. the Gemara first of all explains why the food. See, I mean, this is a specific scenario that we're talking about Shuma, right? Shuma becoming tummy is the problem, right? Otherwise, that wouldn't be such a problem. But the Gemara explains that fine, Shuma is not Tomei, and it wasn't Hochshel Kabel Tumah. But the next Gemara says, Heichi Maisilah, the next point in the Gemara, after we explain that the Shuma is not going to become Tomei because it wasn't Hochshel yet, Tumas Eichlin, we don't need the Hechshon. But the Gemara says, Heichi Maisilah. How is he going to bring it to himself to eat it? And then Rashi explains right over here. So Rabbi Yehuda roi lo oich leboi. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you need roi lo oich lo. Rashi points out over here. Now this point that Rashi says Tosis agrees also means this that Rashi is saying over here is not based on Shitasai. Right? As a matter of fact, we're not going to go into this, but according to Rashi, I have to know even what Rashi has to talk about this. I mean, it's all one din, according to Rashi. But Rashi points out over here that according to Yehuda, you have to be able to eat it. How do I know that? From the fact that we're talking about a Kohen Tor b'truma tahira. Now, what does the Kohen need to be taught for? I mean, if Rabbi Yehuda held like the Rabbanon de Sumchis, a Yisrael could also use Truma. A Kohen whose Tomei is not any worse than Yisrael as far as Truma is concerned. So why did Rabbi Yehuda say Kohen Tor with Truma? So on that's where the Gemara saw that Rabbi Yehuda holds that in immediately Chazi lay. And based on that, the Gemara asks, well, how's he going to eat it? So Rabbi Yehuda roi la'oich le'boi, Rashi explains the Gemara, I mean, the Noka Tor b'tahoyra. And Rabbi Yehuda wasn't ma'achshir a kohen tomei to use truma tahira. By the fact that it's roev someone else to eat. So this raya really is. I mean, in the Gemara's kasha with it. You see, the Gemara itself is assuming that Rabbi Yehuda holds that you need midah d'chazle. Else this kasha doesn't start. Where did the Gemara get that from? Okay, so this is what Rashi explains. Right, the two rayas that Tosis brings on Daf Chav Zayin, right? But you see that it's a clear Gemara. The Gemara itself is assuming, right? The Gemara is asking a question which is based on the fact that Yehuda holds that mid to chazle. The fact that Gemara, how is he going to be able to eat it? Right? It means even though he's in there in the spot, but how is he going to be able to eat it? How is he going to be able to bring it to him to become to eat it? That's the Gemara's question. And that Rashi tells us that the Gemara knew this from two rayas. First of all, the Loshna Mishnah that we saw before, Tosis quoted Lochitz V'Lechel in the Mishnah, and in this Brayse itself, from the fact that the Brayse is talking about a Kohen Tor, the Truma Tahira, seems to be that it has to be Roy for he himself to eat. Otherwise, a Kohen Tomei, like I mentioned before, is equivalent to Yisrael. That would have been Maspik. Elamadi Mor Caesar, who the person he holds that he like Sumchis. Yeah.
Wait a second. No one could eat it if they're tummy. Right.
But a kohen tummy is not worse than Yisrael, right? No, a kohen tor could eat it. Right? No, why is he concerned that this ma'ariv is tor? Right? This kohen was making the erev. Why is it important that he's tor? If he held like the rabbanon de sumchus that Yisrael could use truma. So that would tell us that you could use truma. No, you personally can't eat it, but someone else could eat it. A different kohen tor could eat it.
Right, but once, but no one physically be able. In other words, if this kohen can't get there tahar, no one would be able to.
He's there already. We're after that, right? He's there in the Beis HaKfaras.
Right.
Right.
But if he sticks out his hand to get it, he's going to become tahme. Right.
Fine. But right now, okay.
Sorry,
we're okay. Well, let me hear. What are you asking? I'm not saying that
the Gemara is. I mean, in Hachinami, he has a problem of how he's going to get a tahar. But it's not like if he can't do it, someone else can. There's not going to be a person in the world that's going to in the Habamina that's going to be able to get to this truma and remain tahar.
The Gemara right now is asking a question that how is he going to get it? Right. How is this kohen going to get it?
So let's say you didn't hold like simchas. So then, how would anyone else get it? It has to be roi for someone in the world.
What happened to shida, teva, and mido?
That's how he got to it. But now he has to get the food physically in his hand.
I think like Hanukkah,
it's not
shooting clear
where he could just,
what?
Just
go down the.
You have to assume
and,
that
and bring it back up.
That's what the Gemara is going to answer, right?
So therefore, what?
But in the Habamina, right?
No one can get it. No one can eat it in that spot.
And so that's asking a question on the Gemara. Affecting what Akasha, how could you get to it? How could you get to it?
I mean, I think that's what the Gemara is asking.
Affecting the Gemara, how could you get to it? Now, on that, Rashi's bothered by why does he have to get to it? Why do you have to get to it? Why do you have to get to it? If you had like a bottom of the Sumchis, you wouldn't have to get to it. Now, you're asking a question. If you can't get to it, then truma in this spot right over here, no one could eat. It's not roi for anyone. It's not roi for anyone. So you're asking a question, if I'm understanding. You're asking a question on Rashi. Is that what you're asking? Right. Why is Rashi saying that the reason why the Mora is asking this question is because mid the chazi lebeinon? It shouldn't be dependent on that, because this question right now is making it roi for anyone. If you don't have an answer to this question, then no one could eat it. So it wouldn't be roi for anyone. Uh huh. Right. That's what you're asking. That's what you're asking. I guess you're focusing the question on me. And as I was telling you, that the Gemara itself, by asking this question, is assuming that ni midah d'chazi lei. So on that you're asking, well, that's not really true, because the Gemara itself, I could have understood that if you can't get it, then no one could eat it. This is truma. Kohen can't get to it. Then who's supposed to be able to eat it? So the Gemara itself, you would have learned that the Gemara's question is no raya. Is no raya. Navos, you're asking on Rashi. Rashi, in explaining the Mora's kasha, makes a point that roi lo oichle boi midinok ator b'tor v'loi achshir tomei b'tahoira mishum d'choz lachrini. That Rashi, you're asking that, why is Rashi saying this? Over here, it's not chozi for anyone. Okay, I hear the question. I hate the question. Right? Is that we were right? We're asking a question on Rashi.
I didn't realize it was on Rashi, but yeah.
Right. That's a question on Rashi. And I guess by the same token, that's a question on the Tosfos. Now, because Tosfos is bringing a similar raya. He doesn't bring raya from Mura's question, he brings raya straight from the Braisa. Tosfos says, Ma'avran the koyin tor b'tshuma tahoira, mashma deboi midi dechazilei. Right, this Tois on Daf Chav Zayin, Tois that we talked about before, Ma'arvin, a Kohen Tor can use Truma. Now, the truth is that if that's all said in the Braisa, then that would be a good Raya. But the only thing is the Braisa says Bekever, right? So this is what your question is that maybe the reason why we're saying that's wrong. I mean, because this Tosfos is good. This is a good question. Because the Mora has an answer to this. The Mora has an answer how the Kohen could get to it, right? So once you could get to it, then you don't need the Kohen Torah anymore. Right? It's not a question on Tosfos. It's a question on that in the Havamin, that's what he's saying, in the Havamin at this point that we don't know that a Kohen, anyone could get to it, so then it's not, even if you don't need me to do Chazilei, that's your question, right? Okay, I hear the question, okay, I have to think about that. Akoponim, but what we just came out over here was that on the one hand we have a Machlekes over here, whether the fact that you can't make it into the place where the Erev is that dependent on the Machlekes of Sumchas and Rabbanon or not? According to Rashi and Tefor, it is. According to Tosis and the Rosh, it's not. That's point number one. Point number two is that Rabbi Yehuda's personal shita, regardless, is like Sumchas. Right? So the Mechitz that he needs would be Lukuliyam. And that's when the Rabbanon who hold that you can't make the Mechitz have the problem. Right? But Rabbi Yehuda, he really needs more. Personally, he holds like Sumchas. So in addition to the Mechitz itself, but he also has to be able to successfully get the food to him, and that's what the moral over here is talking about. Now, I want to focus over here on another point in this sugi itself. The Gemara explains that over here, Rabbi Huda and Rabbanon, whether a Kohen could put his Eiv in the Beis HaKfaris, depending on whether he could successfully make it into the Beis HaKfaris without becoming Tomei. Kohen's not become now, let him come Tomei. So if he could get in there with a Mechitza, and the Mechitza will be Chaitzit, and will prevent the Tuma from getting to him, so he'll be able to go there. So he'll be able to get into the Mokim HaEiv. What's that dependent on? Mar tells us over here, the first point that the Mar discusses is whether oil zoruk is shmei oil or not. Oil zoruk, a movable oil, is that considered an oil or not? This is the daf lamed on the base, the bottom, going on to lamed aleph on an aleph. Oil zoruk, whether it's shmei oil or not, and the Gemara says that this is dependent on a machlekes that we find Rebbe and Rabbi Yisrael of Yehuda, hanechnes eretz ha'amim, in a sheet of table, Migdol, which is a large box of the sort.
Oil Zoruk, what is that?
Oil Zoruk, an oil, when we talk about oil, that's generally something, right? let's say a large box, or some whatever tent. I don't know if it necessarily has to be a tent, but something that idea is, it's not mekabel tumah, being that it's something which is large. It doesn't have a din of a keli, and it could be chaitzitz. It acts as a mechitza to stop tumah from entering it. So if you have something inside, so even though this oil went into a tumah area, it's in a beis hakforet, it's being mahel on top of kforim, but it'll act as a mechitza to prevent what's inside from becoming Tomei. So this is what the Gemara over here is talking about, where the Kohen could enter the Beis HaKfaris in this oil, she the table migdol, this oil over here. And if you hold, this is what the Gemara is saying, if you hold oil zorak is shmei oil, has the chashivas of an oil, it'll be chaitzitz, it'll act as a mechitza to prevent the tumor from entering, Kohen won't become Tomei. And this is how the Kohen could get into the Beis HaKfaris, in order that he could place his Erev in the Beis HaKfaris, and then he'll be in the same place as the Egypt. Sure. So Mar says, this is Machlokes, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rebbe, whether oil zok is shmei oil or not. The Mar talks about someone's nichnes there, it's a amim, chazal, but goizer, tumo, on chutz la'oretz, didn't want people leaving here, it's Israel. There goes a tumo in chutz la'oretz, let's assume right now, the land is Tomei, someone who would go in, he'd be Mahel, and he would become Tomei, and that's without any kind of Mechitza. If he goes in Rishit Teva Migdal, Rebbe says that he's Tomei, doesn't help him. Rabbi Yosef Yehudas is Metayer, that Rishit Teva Migdal helps to be Chaitz. The Gemara says, what's the Machlokes? Ma'asav Oyel Zog, Lav Shmei Oyel, Ma'asav Oyel Zog, Shmei Oyel. It's machlek is whether oil zorak is considered an oil or not. Now, what exactly this means and what we're talking about over here seems to be a machlek is in the Rishayin. The Rishayin, the Rashba brings Rashi and the Ravid. That they learned the machlekes, the question of oil zorak is an oil which is moving, a moving oil, right? Like in this case over here, right? The Kohen's in his wagon or whatever, and he's going to make his way into the Beis HaKfaris. So, being that it's moving, that's the machlekes whether or not a movable, moving oil, whether it could be chaytzitz or not. Whether it's considered an oil at that stage while it's moving. To be chayt to the tumor or not. If the whole oil zaka is shmei oil, that means there's no difference whether it's moving or not moving. It has a chashivas of an oil in any position. Therefore, you're safe, right? You wheel this wagon into the Beis HaKfaris, and you're safe. It's chayt. If the whole oil zaka is lav shmei oil, that means that while it's moving, it doesn't have the chashivas of an oil. Therefore, it's not chayt. It doesn't act as a mechitza, and the kohen will become tumor. Therefore, he cannot enter the Beis HaKfaris. The medakin is Rashi oil zorg oil hametaltel, a movable oil. That's what they understand what Rashi is saying over here. That we're talking about while the oil is moving, being that it's moving, right? So according to that, should come out that but when it's in the stationary position, then it definitely has a shem oil, and that's not the discussion. The discussion is while it's moving. The fact that it's moving, that in itself should cause. That it should lose its shame oil. However, other Rishonim, Ben Chananel, and Tosfos on the page over here, seem to argue on that. If you look at the bottom Tosfos, Tosfos says, on the Aflamet Omen Beis, the bottom Tosfos, Mar Sova Oil Zorg Shmei Oil. Tosfos says, Dafko Kishemuna Chava Oil. This that is considered an oil, even according to the Manda Omar, that a shmei oil is only while it's stationary. Avul b'shaz rika, but while it's moving, afilah Rabbi Yosef Yehuda metame. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's metame. The b'oisa sholei choshev oil klal. It's not considered an oil at all. Everyone agrees to that. So according to the way Tosfos is saying, the cheshbon is a little different. While it's moving, right, while it's in transit. It's definitely not considered an oil according to everyone. Right? And the machlekes is that this movable thing, when it's stationary, even when it's stationary, the mere fact that it's a movable oil, that will say that it's never choshev and oil, even while it's stationary. That's the machlekes. And the Amanda Omar says that at least while it's stationary, that's when it has Hashem oil. Now in Pasha Pran Gemara, in Pasha what the case is, comes out a difference. Right? And there's Agamor over here is talking about that if you're gonna enter this area, the Beis HaKfaris, the Eretz Ha'amim, whether you remain Tohor or not, so according to the way Rashi says that Machlekes is while it's moving, so the case is as we discussed, you wheel in the wagon. Right, the kohen or whoever is in the wagon, and you wheel it in. And if you hold oil zorak yishmei oil, even though it's moving, it has a shem oil in your Torah. But according to the way Tosfos says from the Bein Chananel, that while it's moving, it according to everyone doesn't have a shem oil. So then, what's the machlekes over here? Right, nichnis eretz am that machlekes, whether you come tell me or not. What do you mean? I mean, it was moving. Right, while you came in, according to Tosfos, while it's moving. It doesn't have a shem oil according to everyone, so you should be tamei according to everyone. In our Gemara, the Kohen Beis HaKfaris, right? So the Rishonim speak out that according to this, the case will have to be a little bit different. The case is talking about where this wagon was first rolled in without the Kohen or the person in it, right? A long wagon, right, was rolled into the area, and after it's in there and it stopped and it's stationary, now the person comes in, right? So it's not moving. Right? Because that's what we're saying. Because we're saying, while it's moving, we just said, according to Tosfos, everyone holds that it doesn't have Hashem oil. Right? So it's not going to help to be chayitzitz. So we have to be talking about a situation, a case, where the oil was brought in before the person went in there. Now it's stopped. Now it's stationary. And then the person goes in. And even there is where the machlekes is.
How does it get in?
I mean, it's a long way. Go in from his side and then walk in, right? So even though right now, right, he went in. Now, right, he's staying in the ear, right on top of a kever underneath. But since it has he has the oil, so it's gonna protect him. I mean, this, you know, amongst many other issues. But we know that there are questions about a kohen flying in an airplane, you know, whether, you know, an airplane is an oil, and, you know, is, you know, so why doesn't that stop it, you know, it's you know, from the, so from what we're seeing over here, right, right away we see it's not so simple, right, because being that you know, depending on what the questions are, but you know, even if you hold oil zork is shmei oil. Right, but what does that mean? You see over here, there's a machlekes over that might only help while it's stationary, right? You know, but if the question is while you're flying, you know, over an area, if it's going to go over, if that was the problem, then even if you hold oil zork is shmei oil, but could be while it's moving, it's not going to help us at all. And le'idach gisa that you know, even while it's stationary. According to this, right, that you know, if you hold oil zork is talking about while it's stationary, and again, so according to the man the Omar as loishmei oil, even while it's stationary, it's not going to help. So we see how why this issue is a little more complicated than it meets the eye at first glance. What the din of oil zork? We can't just simply pass it off by saying, you know, that it's an oil and, you know, and not a problem. You know, and for that matter, you know, you also, you know, have these questions for those people who are Kriyanim, and as far as, you know, riding in a car, let's say, right, you know, they had this issue a few years ago about the trees, right, which bent over from different in cemetery areas, right, you know, I'm in a car, it's an oil, right, again, not so simple whether that'll help you, right, oil zorik, right, what it is, and therefore it might not help at all, according to everyone.